USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Colonel Stephen McGraw with the Texas Department of Public Safety says officers made key errors when responding to the elementary school shooting in Uvalde that killed 19 students and two teachers. Days after Texas Governor Greg Abbott praised how officers handled the shooting. Now Abbott says the information he was provided with at a news conference earlier this week was based on what law enforcement officers told him beforehand.
As everybody has learned, the information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate. And I'm absolutely livid about that.
At the NRA conference in Houston, former President Trump Friday argued for solutions other than gun control.
What we need now is a top-to-bottom security overhaul at schools all across our country.
Senator Ted Cruz echoed the sentiment. He suggested that schools have a single point of entry. This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
The leaders of France and Germany are urging Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold direct and serious negotiations with his Ukrainian counterpart. Emmanuel Macron and Olaf Scholz was on the phone with Putin for nearly 80 minutes, according to the German Chancellor's office. It says the pair insisted on an immediate ceasefire and a withdrawal of Russian troops. The Kremlin says Putin was open to resuming dialogue with Kyiv. It did not mention the possibility of direct talks between Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The U.S. Forest Service says it was responsible for what became the largest fire in New Mexico history. The agency says investigators determined that the Cap Canyon fire was started by a holdover or sleeper fire from a federal pile burn that concluded near the end of January. Though crews monitored the fire for a couple of days following the conclusion of the burn, the Forest Service says it remained dormant and survived three winter snow events before reigniting and escaping containment lines in April. The Cap Canyon fire then merged with the Hermit's Peak fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The lieutenant governor of Texas is defending parents who were pushed away for asking officers to go into Robb Elementary School in Uvalde.
The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety says waiting to rush the school gunman in Uvalde was a wrong decision. This as we learned that many parents were pushed away by police when they urged them to go into the school. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says parents had a right to be frustrated with law enforcement.
Imagine the parent who has to go through this for the rest of their life. And they will be thinking, was my child still alive and could have been saved? So that was another fact that we weren't told.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Patrick says he and other state leaders were told that a security officer was on campus, but that turned out to be false. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A settlement has been reached with families who lost relatives in last year's collapse of a Surfside, Florida condominium tower. The tragedy killed 98 people. The billion-dollar settlement to end litigation over the collapse of the Champlain Tower South now awaits approval by a judge. Lawyers previously had announced in court a tentative agreement and that the money would be split by the families whose relatives died or were harmed in the collapse of the 12-story tower. You can listen to us anywhere you are online. Our web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.